Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a special day, a special weekend, and we're going to go straight to downtown Pittsburgh, the David Lawrence Convention Center, check in with the chairman of this wonderful event, Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh, Keith Young. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I know you work year-round to set this up, so for somebody just tuning in right now, give us the lowdown.
Sure. What the Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh is what we do is we provide free dental, hearing, and eye care to the underserved folks that may not have the financial wherewithal to make that kind of treatment happen. So we provide that 2 days a year. This year it's today and tomorrow down at the convention center.
And Keith, Paul Rasmussen here. I was looking at numbers from last year. Hi, good morning. 1,700 people in 2 days. That's quite a clip.
It is. It's a lot of folks. And we're anticipating a similar number this year. I got here about 4:15 this morning, and we had about 150 people in line, and there's probably 350, 400 in line now. So there's a real need here in Western Pennsylvania.
There is, and you're absolutely right, Keith. And for many people, they don't feel like they can get these kinds of services or they make choices otherwise financially and kind of put it off. But what's the process? Is it too late?
No, not at all. In fact, it is. I mean, there is a wait. You know, people are listening. There is a wait. But if you come down, you're going to get the care that you need if you have been putting it off. Especially when you look at dental, Larry and Paul, it's very important because if you don't take care of your dental hygiene, that can cause heart problems, that can cause other infections that are very critical. And so you really need to make sure you're taking care of that. And then we also give away free hearing aids and eyeglasses. So if you have a hearing or eyesight problem, it's really worth coming down to make that happen.
Yeah, you beat me to it on that one, Keith, especially about hearing. For people who are dealing with some hearing difficulties, what happens when they get there?
Yeah, so we'll take care of them, make sure they get up to the hearing. They're on the third floor because we need a quiet area for that. But I'll give you one example, Paul, that last year we had a woman come in, and she went up, and she had her hearing test done, and then they put the hearing aids in, and the audiologist was talking to her and said, "Can you hear me?" And she just started crying, and she turned to him and said, "I have not heard a voice in 30 years. So that's an example. This woman, there's hearing aids out there to help people, but she couldn't afford it. So she came in, and now she has a completely different life because she's able to hear.
Well, these are not inexpensive appliances for the hearing aids. Where do they come from?
Well, they are very expensive, by the way. We have a company called Starkey that actually provides them. We pay for some of them, but it's at a very deep discount. So we are able to get those hearing aids to help them. We gave away 274 pairs last year.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And now, what about eyesight, checking people's vision? Obviously, really important, and some people aren't able to or don't feel they're able to get that done on their own.
Yeah, they can't. And actually, that's the one, they come in, and again, they get they have an eye exam, and then they look, and actually, if they have other serious problems, the Vision Institute over at Mercy Hospital will schedule them for appointment for additional care. But when you get glasses here, and actually the ones that are probably the most poignant are the kids. These are kids that literally, they're 8, 9 years old, and they think blurry vision is what vision is because they've never known it any other way. And they get a pair of glasses, and now they can say, "Oh, my goodness, I can see. It's clear." They now can see the board in school, and I think that's a real detriment to folks that aren't able to have good sight as a student.
How many pairs of glasses do you have on hand to handle all the different shapes and sizes?
That's actually one of the things that I think that we do really well is a lot of places you go and you get maybe some glasses, you have two choices of frames. We literally have 30 choices of frames because we want people to wear them. They're not going to wear ugly glasses. So what we do is we actually give them the selection, and then they pick them up at the Vision Institute at Mercy Hospital 3 weeks later.
Wow, that's fantastic. This is really, truly one of the greatest things that's done in this city year-round. Mission of Mercy, again, today and tomorrow at the David Lawrence Convention Center, mompgh.org. And Keith, give us the rundown again for the time for today and tomorrow.
Right. So we started at 6 o'clock this morning, and patients are coming in now. We've got a bunch in the waiting room already. We'll end about 4 o'clock with procedures. Now, we do, if we reach capacity, which we only have so many dentists and audiologists and those folks, we'll cut it off. But we have that time, and it's the same basic times tomorrow, 6 o'clock, doors open. And then we would have probably end about 3:30 tomorrow. Again, capacity restraints will apply.
Can't thank you enough for the great work you and your team and all of the volunteers, including the medical staff, do for our community. Thank you.
Thank you guys for helping us get the word out. We truly appreciate it. Take care.
You got it.
Oh, and one other thing real quick,
yeah.
Larry.
Oh, yeah,
there's
sure.
No income or insurance requirement of any kind.
Correct.
That is exactly right. It's all free, no eligibility requirements. You show up, you get treated, with one exception. You have to go through medical triage for dental to make sure you're able to withstand the procedure, but it's all free. Everything, so don't worry about bringing anything.
You know what? God bless you, brother.
Thank you. You guys, too. Take care. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah. Keith Young is the chair. Mission of Mercy, mompgh.org, if you want to look into it. But yeah. It is a real tremendous opportunity.
Yeah, what you just said, Larry, that goes for me too.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.